think of David, King David, writing in the Psalms, "We are fearfully and wonderfully made." And you know what? How much detail he knew about how wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made we are, I'm not sure. But the more we continue to hear these things, these advances and the abilities that God is giving is just really an amazing thing. I have been reminded as well with all the volunteers and stuff. You did notice in your bulletin, Horace skipped over the little detail. We do need the tables brought out and set up. So after communion this morning, just all the tables are on that rolling cart. We can just bring it out here and get the tables set up. That would be one major step, so the kinship won't have to do that on Wednesday night. So that'll be great. So Sue will be in charge of directing all of this. Plus, we have to tear these chairs down, I guess, and get rid of all that stuff as well. All right, well, some setup work that needs to happen. Well, we're going on our this after Easter, and this is our third week after Easter. And so just want to be continually looking at what it must have been like for the disciples during those 40 days that Jesus was making appearances after his resurrection and what they were learning. So he was honing in on how little impressed he was with outward behavior last week that was supposed to cover up for everything inside, and how much he wanted to focus on the heart. And so one of the things that is a natural consequence of that is what I want us to look at today. So that's where we're heading with this, the consistent message, I think. The disciples are stunned by the realization that the love Jesus spoke of and had shared with them is as different from their understanding of love as his mission as the Messiah was different from their perception of it. They're beginning to transition from their catechism of religious head knowledge to experiential, emotion-engaged heart knowledge. After all, the discovery that the God of creation personally loves you shatters a lot of preconceived notions. They had, and we have, been designed for intimate, loving relations with God and not meaningless religious affiliation or adherence to cold and soul-deadening sets of rules and regulations. But when our old man looks at a relationship with God, the automatic thing we fall into is, just like the Israelites, we're not going up on that mountain because we're afraid. So please don't ask us to come up there. The Israelites asked it of Moses. We'll stay down here where it's safe. You go up and talk to God because we're too afraid to do that. And I think there's something in our old man that still gravitates to rules and regulations, even though they're soul-deadening, and even if it's cold and distant and doesn't really fulfill, we have a tendency to want to go there. And so, lest we get too critical of the disciples and their slowness to believe, I want us to look at the Bible's L word, love. And I was trying to figure out a way to say this that didn't send us off into other directions. So that's as close as I could get to it this morning. So I want us to look at some scripture verses that maybe help us to understand this whole thing as the disciples.